This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Amnesty International is reporting targeted killings by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Thousands of Afghans now racing to Kabul's airport and border crossings, desperate to get out of the country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Cars are lined up and people camped out along the blast walls of Kabul International Airport, waiting and hoping to get in. Occasional gunfire can be heard. Mohammed Naim had served as an interpreter for U.S. forces.
I'm telling to the people, stay in their houses, do not come to this area. It's a very, very crazy situation right now.
But with Taliban fighters at checkpoints ringing the airport, those who make it there are not leaving. Hundreds lack papers or clearance for evacuation. That's adding to the chaos that's prevented some Afghans who do have papers and promises of flights from getting through. I'm Ben Thomas.
What do you think? Should everybody be vaccinated? A new APNORC poll finds the majorities of adults want vaccination mandates for those attending crowded events like movies, concerts, and sporting events, and also for those traveling by airplane and workers in hospitals, restaurants, stores, and government offices. In Northeast Florida, the patients rapidly filling hospital wards are younger and sicker than last summer's peak outbreak. Dr. Timothy Groover at Baptist Health Systems in Jacksonville says there's one way out of this. More people have to get COVID shots.
It's one person reaching out to areas where they have influence, and I think that's how we win this game.
Forecasters issued a hurricane watch this morning for Tropical Storm Henri ahead of its projected track toward New England. Skeletal remains discovered in a shed in Maine belong to the missing daughter of the man who lived in the house, say police. He died in March. This is AP News. The FAA is cracking down on airline passengers behaving badly. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Federal officials say rowdy airline passengers have now racked up more than $1 million in potential fines this year. That's after the FAA proposed fines against 34 passengers, including two that topped $40,000. In one of the recent incidents, a man threw his carry-on bag at other passengers and put his head up the skirt of a flight attendant before he was restrained with plastic ties. The FAA said this week that airlines have reported about 3,900 incidents of unruly passengers this year, most of them involving refusal to wear a mask. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fewer Americans signed up for unemployment last week, the number at a pandemic low. Jobless claims fell by 29,000 to 348,000. That's according to the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.